This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And Robbie, I don't know about you, but have you been growing a beard during isolation?
Well, I've been trying, Dean, but I've never successfully managed to grow one in my life.
Well, I have been getting a nice bushy beard going on, and the fabulous guest who is joining us right now, the gorgeous Filma Box, decided to step things up. Hello, gorgeous. Filma decided to step things up and do a drag beard awards, which I'm very excited for. Filma, this amazing idea, what made you think to do it?
So, well, I've always been a big fan of androgyny myself and have sported the beard on the odd occasion in my drag career.
I remember you've done amazing performances with your beard.
Thank you, pal. And to be honest, it wasn't something that I had planned. It was just something I'd noticed in the sort of first 2 or 3 weeks of this isolation business we're in. And I just started seeing my girlfriend sort of suddenly, and I've sometimes never seen them with facial hair. I thought, oh, this is a camp. And I just sort of started joking around on a couple of posts saying, wouldn't it be camp if we had some drag beard awards and everyone kind of put their best beard forward? And I thought, hold it, let's do it. And off we went. I got some lovely prizes sorted out from either myself or from Glitterhaven. Just went for it. And it's been received really well. I'm very, really excited by the attention it's got.
So you ended up putting up all the finalists up on your social media a couple of days ago. These are all the finalist entries or all the entries that were received? Because I saw the lovely Jolly Diamond. It looked more like a moustache, not a beard.
She looked like she was from a 1970s porn film. Bless her with that Luigi moustache she had going on. Well, look, you know, it was an official entry, and everything that I received during the time that I was calling for entries went online. So it was all 24 of them went online. I just gave everyone the best chance by putting them all up at the same time for voting.
Can you tell us a little bit, Filma, about the different kinds of beards we're seeing? Because there's quite a vast array of different people's take on what a beard is.
Yes. Well, of course, there are some genetically challenged divas who can't necessarily grow a beard. So that's why I've made it really inclusive and made sure that I had categories like creative beard and best makeup beard, so that if you weren't growing one specifically, you could still create a beard. I mean, originally my idea was to set the competition up for drag queens who were out of work and were growing beards, but then I thought, well, that's just sort of putting it all into one box. So let's open it up to everybody. And so I'm seeing a variety of beards that are gentlemen who aren't even drag queens have entered, a couple of guys there, but there is a category there for sexiest beard. I'm seeing ladies with sort of makeup beards. I'm seeing drag kings with...
It's really diverse and a whole heap of fun.
It is. It's very diverse, and I'm loving the diversity that it received, and that's exactly what I hoped for.
Filma, the main award is judged by a popular vote. Where can people go to make their vote?
The voting is live until Sunday night, and you can go to either my socials on Facebook and find the link there. But I set the competition up through my studio page, which is Filma's Workshop. And if you go hunting for that, you will find it at the top of the page.
Absolutely. Now, we obviously share all of this on our social media. We've had a bit of a bug hit today, but I'll be doing that tonight. And you should absolutely look at all of them because they're fantastic beards. You should be really pleased to create something so fun for everyone to be a part of at the moment, Filma. I think it's really great.
Yeah, I'm really chuffed. It's just a nice little way to reach out and sort of create a little bit of fun for people to enjoy, you know, while we're all in this situation together as well. I just sort of, like I said, just wanting to reach out and just sort of give back a little bit. Let's sort of celebrate the small things that we can celebrate, you know.
Well,
Yeah,
I was just going to say, well, thank you for doing that and thank you for sharing it with us today on Joy.
My pleasure, doll. And the winners will be announced on Monday night via my my filmer page. I go live Monday night. We'll have some fun there.
Absolutely. We'll put details up on our social media. Thank you, Dale. Check them out and vote for all those winners. Go to Filmer's social media and vote for the Dragbeard Award.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.